German Chancellor Angela Merkel is visiting Prague on Tuesday. Her meetings with Prime Minister Petr Nečas and President Václav Klaus are dominated by the EU's fiscal compact, which the Czech Republic has refused to join, and the two countries' differing approaches to energy policy. Sara Borůvka has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Sara, I believe Angela Merkel was rather diplomatic and non-confrontational on these issues.
Yes, Jan, actually she was. Despite her reputation for being sort of an woman with an iron fist, she was very diplomatic. On the issue of the fiscal compact, she was quick to stress that the signature was most important for Eurozone countries, and what counted for her was that the Czechs respected the push for fiscal responsibility and that it becomes a Czech priority. And Prime Minister Petr Nečas was very quick to assure her that this was indeed the case. He mentioned that the state budget deficit would be adjusted to 3% GDP in the next year and would therefore be below the original Maastricht limit. And actually, we have some sound from the news conference just an hour ago right here.
We are on the best way to meet the Maastricht criteria next year. Last year, our state budget deficit was at 3.7% GDP. This year, we will be below 3.5%, and next year below 3%. Our total government debt is 41%, which is comfortably below the Maastricht limit, and we will work intensively to introduce automatic debt limits into our constitution this year. So in terms of the content of the fiscal compact, and I even said this to Chancellor Merkel today, we were shadow signatories of the pact.
So it looks like he coined a new term here, shadow signatory. And on the issue of energy, Angela Merkel said that Germany was definitely going to go ahead with the nuclear phase-out, but that it respected the Czech decision to expand the Temelín nuclear plant at the same time.
Now, did the two leaders address the problems that German wind power is causing to Czech power grids?
Yes, they did. Prime Minister Nečas pledged to invest into the Czech power grid system to alleviate the problems, actually. And for her part, Chancellor Merkel said that some legislative changes were currently being prepared in Germany that hopefully will speed up the improvement of their system so that it does not cause overloads in the Czech Republic.
Germany is an important trade and political partner for the Czech Republic. What was said on the issue of the bilateral Czech-German relations?
Well, in terms of business, Chancellor Merkel was actually careful to stress the interdependence of the two economies rather than the dependence of the Czech economy on Germany, which is often perceived that way. And she said that this had to be expanded and further connected. And if we look at the political sphere, she said she was very pleased to be visiting Prague in the year that marks the 15-year anniversary of the signature of the Czech-German Declaration, which was really a milestone in the improvement of Czech-German relations. And she added that the collaboration between Czech Republic and Germany should be expanded and not just take place on the level of Prague and Berlin, but also on the level of regions and municipalities.
Thank you, Sara Borůvka.